4 HKX Mobile.
Good morning, KD4ILX.
How are you, Miss Wendy, doing today?
Doing well, and yourself, I hope.
If I was doing any better, I'd be Leon.
I don't think so. I'm sitting here studying for this extra exam, and I'm about burnt out, so where are you going?
Now I'm going to meet a friend for breakfast. And then I got to run to town and take care of a few errands. And then I got to go to FedEx and pick up the tool cart and then see about delivering it to a customer down in Greenville.
Hey, when you get some spare time or something, give me a holler and I'll run out and meet you with this microphone. It would be just trying to get a studying down and fry my brain.
That same thing. It's a lot to take in, isn't it?
No.
Have a good time the rest of your trip.
Up until the last day, and I'm getting a little bit of food poisoning the last day. So as soon as I got back, I got sick.
Well, at least you made it home before you got sick.
I had to let Wendy drive all the way back with the camper. But luckily, the traffic was a breeze.
And good thing she can do that.
Microphone sound, Patrick. They need more or less.
Alone.
Yeah, done deal then. I'll leave it there. Week or two, try and get this test out.
Take it here in April.
The chance before July.
I need to buckle down a little more and get with it. I need to do the same thing.
Well, I don't know. Work texted me this morning. I wanted to know if I had the keys to the truck. I guess I'm turning the old truck that I had, I'm turning it in. And I said, I hope we get a nicer one. I got a picture of a donkey, so I'm not sure what that means.
I just got a sense of humor.
I don't know. I haven't worked in so long, I don't know. But it might be downsizing.
Wouldn't surprise me. I mean, my trucking company, they cut everything in half.
You're talking about getting rid of the lease vehicles and going to company-owned vehicles. So that's probably just a part of that. But anyway.
Cut your fleet size. If you do away with all your lease vehicles and just keep company-owned, so that'd cut your overhead quite a bit.
Figure that out. I know when you're leasing them things, it's expensive. You know, especially when you got two or three of them sitting all the time. It's costly.
It's appealing when your business is growing to do it real, because it's easy and quick. And they take care of the maintenance and stuff like that on some of the agreements. I don't know which one way y'all went, but so it's appealing in that aspect. But when things aren't growing as fast, they're sitting there and it's not appealing anymore.
The home office in Michigan, they have their own fuel pumps, have their own service bays. We haven't got that big down this office down here yet. Eventually, it'll get to that point, especially with the ports and hauling all of them. We just ordered like 6 or 7 chassis for the containers. And we have those here now, so I'm just not really interested in doing port work. I'd rather do drive-in stuff.
Port work, you got to jump through all the background check and all that stuff, which I know is not a problem for you, but it turns into another headache.
You know, I worked in Charleston, so I know how the longshoremen are down there. You end up having to work with union people.
Enough said on that one.
Been doing? Staying busy?
2 weeks has been a little slow because there's been a lot of people out sick. Whatever stomach bug is going around, there's been a lot of them out.
Yeah, it's going around. Plus the warm weather. Everybody gets the warm weather bug.
I think time change got quite a few of them too.
answering these tests here, Patrick. I'm at currently I'm at 72.73% correct answer rate. We should have stopped there or just continue answering.
Can you practice some more?
One test. I haven't finished the test yet.
In sections.
So if I answer more questions, that score may go down.
But you still got to know the other stuff, too.
KD4ILX. Listen to the radio here. Heard you in there. Thought I'd give you a holler.
It's coming back to me. I'm just heading over here to Etowah. I'm not too far from where I'm going. So catch up with a buddy of mine I hadn't seen in a while.
Test here. I might just start getting going on something in the house. Maybe I take one more test.
For me, that's the thing. I got to do it a little bit and then walk away, come back, get too focused on it. My eyes start hurting from reading the computer screen that long.
Point where you're answering questions incorrectly, and Susan says incorrect. You're like, I knew that answer. Why did I do that? Have a good day. We get you later. Tell Miss Elise I said hey, and you see her next time. And be careful driving on your travels there. K84ILX.
73 Leon, have a great day. Good to talk to you this morning. Tell Miss Wendy we say hello. KO4HK. Clear.